outraged today after yet another blunder by the federal government. Hear how thousands of ventilators sent to New York from the national stockpile turned out to be arcade claw machines, and really hard ones, too. And later, even more tragic news in the face of the pandemic. A new study has found that coronavirus is affecting you, the listener, most of all. We have the latest on just how bad everyone feels for you, you poor thing. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. At this point, it probably goes without saying, but don't go anywhere. New York has become an epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, and with medical equipment in short supply, critics are now questioning the federal government's handling of the crisis after thousands of stockpiled ventilators sent to New York hospitals turned out to be claw machines, and really hard ones at that. For more, I'm joined by OPR's Rebecca Neal reporting from Manhattan. Rebecca, this sounds serious.
It certainly is, Leslie. Ventilators are desperately needed here, and the Trump administration had promised 4,000 of them to medical facilities in the New York metro area. Instead, when the shipments arrived, they were revealed to be toy cranes.
That is obviously an enormous oversight, but tell me, were at least some of these carnival claw games those candy ones where you get to keep trying until you win?
I'm sorry to report they were not, Leslie. And what's worse, most of these machines cost $1 per play.
Wow, that's troubling to say the least. How are the medical professionals responding?
Well, to be candid, Leslie, they're very frustrated with the Trump administration for this blunder. I spoke with Dr. Michelle Greiner, deputy director of Bellevue Hospital. Here's what she had to say.
We're stretched incredibly thin as it is, dealing with more patients than we can handle, with more coming in all the time. Plus, the claws on these machines are super loose because even when you do manage to grab onto a prize, it immediately falls back down, which is totally unfair.
And have you tried walking over to the other side of the machine to check your angle before you press down on the button?
Of course I have. Look, we have some of the best surgeons with the steadiest hands in the world here. And so far, no one's been able to win anything more than a stuffed banana with sunglasses, okay? Sorry, we've just all been under a lot of stress.
It seems like this oversight is likely to further inflame Trump's already contentious relationship with his home state.
That's true. Governor Andrew Cuomo had some very harsh words for the president after one of the machines ate his $20 bill without even letting him play. He also accused Trump of disproportionately favoring southern states with how federal resources are allocated.
And have we seen any evidence of that?
Well, just a few days ago, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp asked for hundreds of thousands of testing kits, which the White House immediately sent out for shipment. Now, those testing kits did turn out to be pinball machines, but they were at least really good ones like Addams Family and The Twilight Zone.
Ooh.
And they were even rigged so you could get as many games as you want for free.
That does sound like a disparity, but I'm sure our listeners want to know, how are doctors in New York coping? Are there plans to locate or manufacture new ventilators?
Well, doctors here are hopeful that's the case, but frankly, they're a little preoccupied. Here's Dr. Greiner again.
We are in the process of working that out, but what's particularly galling is that the only stuffed animal I have an unobstructed shot at right now is that Pikachu. And I already have one of those, but, you know, whatever. I'm going for it. Come on. Come on, come on. Yes! Oh, I got it! Okay, now, just get over to the chute and... No! Fuck! Fuck this fucking machine! I swear to God it's broken!
Oh. Go for the green alien. You've got a clear shot.
Are you kidding me? It's way too close to the edge.
What are you talking about? Here, let me try.
No. No! I'm going for the kissy face.
You'll never make it.
God damn it! You know, I haven't been home for days.
Because of the coronavirus?
What?
Well, we're all pulling for the brave men and women serving in this time of crisis. Tell me, Rebecca, have any of them tried reaching their arm up through the slot and trying to grab a prize that way?
Well, no, Leslie, that would be cheating. And these doctors took an oath.
Very true. Thank you, Rebecca. That's OPR's Rebecca Neal.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
It feels like every time you and I get together, it's just news, news, news. It's like all we talk about. Oh, well, here's what else you need to know today. If you've already received your stimulus check, you know exactly what that sound is. That's right, it's one of the many bald eagles the Trump administration has deployed to deliver relief aid to millions of Americans. The national bird was commissioned to deliver checks by President Trump as a show of patriotism, but now many recipients are claiming they're having trouble ripping their stimulus checks out of the eagle's sharp talons. Despite the difficulty, the White House says the bald eagles will continue to deliver checks as well as signed headshots of President Trump to everyone who qualifies. Well, if you are able to get that stimulus check cash, good news for Wells Fargo customers. In an effort to alleviate the financial burden brought on by the coronavirus, the bank announced today that they'll be waiving all ATM fees for customers who get down on their hands and knees and plead their case to the machine. And finally, good news for those with bad plumbing. Drano has introduced their new eco-friendly Max Gel Drain Negotiator that attempts to reason with clogs before anyone makes any rash decisions. Drano is touting the new product as being 98% more effective at reaching a non-violent resolution with backed-up drains and pipes than its competitors, no matter how radical the clog. They are, however, reminding customers not to use it to negotiate with toilets. And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And since it's probably been a while since you've spoken to another human being, why not write us a little note in the reviews on Apple Podcast? It could help you start to get reacclimated to thinking and talking again. Just a thought. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.